Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Three divorces.
How is it that I am here?
Resident know-it-all Danielle Murr with headlines.
I would love to have a nice guy, and I want the house and the white picket fence and the white Audi and the driveway and the kids and everything's perfect and photo shoots and yay.
Yo, bae.
I'm going to put up a fight so I don't look like a hoe.
And Starfleet Academy reject Mike Hsu.
Monkey didn't fly a spaceship, ladies don't have balls.
I went frisbee golfing. Because I got high.
I'm going to have a boner the whole time.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It's sad that they don't have a life.
They invited a drag queen to career day.
This is not real! But it is!
I'm a mess.
I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this because that happened.
Happy 10th or 11th of January. Is it January? That's what we learned on the show yesterday, that it is January, and women are being encouraged to not shave for the entire month. You're not following that rule, correct?
I had laser. I don't have an option.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
Tell us more. We have hours.
We have all morning.
And I can't wait when it comes to you ladies for Feb Bear Airy. You'll shave everything off and be ready for spring.
When it comes to the ladies today, I'm going to make a bold prediction that your Instagram and Facebook feeds will be flooded with home screen screenshots because it's January 11th. So at 11:11 on 1:11, it's basically like a spiritual portal opening up.
I see.
Just had a new moon, time to charge your crystals, all those things. So there will be that other chick. If you're trying to have a conversation with that other chick at 11:10 and she seems distracted, that's why, because she needs to get her phone.
I heard, speaking of Instagram, I heard yesterday from a marvelous listener who would like to be a part of the Millennial Olympics, which we are doing on the show 1 week from today.
Yes.
And she told me that she would like to also be the official That Other Chick of the Hillman Morning Show.
Wow.
And after
a bold ask.
After her message and the ask, she wrote, "That is all. Good night." So that's pretty That Other Chicky, correct?
Yes.
So I think she's going to check in sometime this morning and try to get herself into the Millennial Olympics. And we are planning the Millennial Olympics for 1 week from today. So If you want to be a part of it, I will tell you when you can call and try to get yourself in at some point or several points this morning. And speaking of calling, if you want to call and you want to be on the show anytime during the next 4 hours, you can do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. That is 617-764-9223. Or if it is easier and more convenient for you to text your comment to us, you could do so on the text line, which is 97107. And it is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to be 27 for a high. That's as warm as it is going to get today, and it is 24 right now here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. By the way, the weather for the football game Sunday down at Disney on Route 1, as Derek the Steelers fan calls it, it is going to be in the 20s, mid-20s, maybe even 30 at game time. So great for the spectators, not necessarily any kind of an advantage, I don't believe, for Bestie and the Patriots. But speaking of Bestie and the Patriots, we will be joined at 7 o'clock this morning by the very talkative and overexpressive Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots.
Oh, God.
That is the Hillman Huddle, and I'm sure he will share all kinds of inside information on the game plan and all kinds of details on the emotional state of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, how their relationship
oh,
is,
sure.
and all kinds of things you would never hear anywhere else when Chris Hogan joins us at 7 for the Hillman Huddle. Also coming up today at 7:20, science has decided whether you should have sex on the first date or not.
I'm listening.
All right, so 7:20 is when we will discuss that. Oh, wait a minute. I am being told that the potential millennial Olympics candidate and the woman who has suggested herself as the official That Other Chick of this show is on the phone right now this morning. Would you like to talk to her straight
up?
All right. Let us see if we can speak to Natalie. Natalie, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Natalie, first of all, some information.
Okay, you guys have made fun of my voice before, but okay, continue.
Oh, yes.
Natalie, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. I am anointing you. I hope this isn't creepy, but I really don't care if it is. I am anointing you an Instagram smoke right off the bat.
Oh, my God. I'm so, I can't even believe it.
Now, if you'd like to see Natalie on the gram, she is Natalie Barone, B-A-R-O-N-E-A, O-N-E-A.
Oh. Oh, my God. My dad, literally, he's always like, you always say that. I'm always like, stop.
She sent me a Snapchat message last night.
Yeah.
I see that, and I'm like,
you left me on red.
Yeah. Well, I was just like, I don't even snap. I mean, whatever.
What even is this?
Yeah.
No. Sometimes he responds, but it's usually with the most rogue emoji I've ever. Like, I didn't even know those emojis existed.
Oh, that's
and he's
called.
Just like, all right, just to get her to shut up.
That's called the eggplant when Shu sends that to you. Hey, how come your Instagram bio says Boston and Newport?
Okay. So basically, oh my God, I just got a follow from some guy named Greg H, but it's not you. Anyway. So I'm from Wayland, but I'm not really from Boston, but no one knows what Wayland is, so whatever. And then I went to school in Newport. Contrary to my voice, I actually got my master's degree at age 22. I went to school in Newport, and now I work in Newport now, but I live in Rhode Island.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Now, for the Millennial Olympics, you will have to be here in Brighton next Friday morning.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perks of working for the government. I don't work Fridays. So.
Oh, wow. Are you on the government? Are you currently in the government shutdown?
Nope. I'm Department of Defense, so we are fully funded for 2019.
All right. Because if you run short on dough, Daddy will give you a loan.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well. We are planning for the Millennial Olympics next Friday, and we'll have all kinds of activities and questions that you must answer. And hopefully, Natalie, as our first contestant, you could theoretically win the gold. All right? I'm very excited about this, and I hope you're excited as well.
I'm, like, so excited. It's unreal.
Now, who are you picking in the Patriots game on Sunday?
Okay. I've been listening to the Full Show podcast. I'm only on the 7th. Like, the Patriots, obviously, but I'm trying to think of, like, who they're even, like, playing, but, like, obviously the Patriots.
That was my question was, can you identify who they are
playing? Like, okay, I'm just going to say, like, the Chargers, but I might be totally wrong.
No, you're totally right. Totes adorbs. Okay. You are totes adorbs. All right, Natalie, I'm glad you called this morning. We'll see you next Friday, please.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
There she is.
Bye.
That's the official That Other Chick of the Hillman Morning Show now.
She kind of gave us an LB moment for today.
What?
I work in Newport, but I live in Rhode Island.
Yep.
I love Natalie. She's a sweetheart.
So if you're trying to find her on Instagram, it's Natalie Barone, Barone. And I'm sure that she believes, just like LB does, that the road is an island, right?
Yeah.
And people only work in the summertime.
Great.
All right. Well, we're off to a good start, I think, for the Millennial Olympics next Friday on this show. Coming up in a moment or two, Chinners in the News. Have there ever been uttered 3 more comforting words than unlimited nacho cheese?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think there have.
Oh.
There is also a reason why one woman was giving her hugs for free. And we will also go inside the simple male mind and find out whether it is too aggressive to consume the pet fish of a woman that you are upset with.
Oh, no, kid.
Yes, yes. So we will get to all of that and today's news coming up next. Well, on a morning like today, it's not about style. It's about warmth. I just keep telling myself that. It is 24 right now here outside our beautiful new studios on the Leo MC Birmingham Parkway in Brighton and on the way to 27 today. And if you're headed to the game on Sunday, which I wish was starting right now, I can't wait for the game on Sunday. The temperature is going to be close to 30. So it looks like it's going to be a good day for football. We will be joined at 7 by Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan for the Hillman Huddle this week. My suspicion is that ex-bestie Bubs Edelman wanted to avoid any kind of potential Hillman jinx scenario. So
yeah,
he told Hogan to take care of us.
Oh, great.
This, you know what I mean?
Hogan, take one for the team.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Chris Hogan coming up at 7. And we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. I've given countless medical updates on our sports director, Lyndon Byers, and his return. However, I'm thinking that it's probably going to be Monday. I mentioned yesterday that LB had to get some paperwork in order to qualify for the Family Leave Act, or I don't think qualify is not the right word. In order to, I think before you can come, when you utilize the Family Leave Act, you have to have a note when you come back, or you can't come back. So he is waiting to be able to get his paperwork together.
Propaganda.
Yeah, it's not propaganda. That's a federal law.
Doc, I'm going to really need that surgery now, for real, this time.
Oh, no, don't.
No. I know.
This
I
is not like the measles.
No.
No, it's shingles, kid.
This is a legitimate reason for being out,
yes,
for once.
Yeah.
In, yes, LB's long life of lies or mistakes.
Reasons. Or, he calls them reasons.
He calls them reasons.
Yeah, reasons.
We call them excuses or disingenuousness. But a texter wants to know if he is having Richie write the note. I think, yes, it has to come from a doctor.
Dr. Richie Kidd.
Not one of his friends at the Medicator.
It has he got to a come. Certificate in Antigua.
Yeah. Can't come from the guys at the garage. It cannot. We're about to learn. I'm very excited because Danielle told me that we're going to learn in just a moment or two what the most popular condiment in the state of Massachusetts is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I can't wait.
I couldn't go on today without knowing that.
I'm hoping it's mayonnaise.
Oh, God, no.
But we'll find out later. We
That's
shall.
Not mayo.
Here's a 774 text asking if LB is bringing in a note from his bartender. No. I think it has to be from a doctor. We will not accept a note from a bartender.
No.
Or a mixologist.
No.
Or an employee at a packy.
Nope.
It's got to be. It has to be a note from a doctor. All right. It is 6:26. Speaking of booze, which I've told you I, mm-hmm, don't want to do during dry January.
I see your giant bottle of seltzer right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, live it.
Oh, yeah.
Live life, Greg.
Listen, I'm really getting used to just going out and having a club soda.
Yeah.
It's just as refreshing as a Tito's and soda.
You don't sound bitter about it at all on Instagram.
I don't
look like every Instagram hashtag in your story is like, F this, screw you, death, murder.
I know.
Horribleness. Somehow,
for some reason, when I'm torturing myself, I'm doing both. I think I coined a new term yesterday because I called it dry it January.
Dry
so it's
it.
It's dry January and diet January. Mm. So I'm torturing myself by doing both. The only way that I feel better is to get the anger and frustration out on Instagram.
Right.
That's the only way I feel better about it.
Like the rest of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, dry January will be over on March 9th and March 10th, just in time for WAAF's Bourbon and Bacon Festival, which is back at the castle over at the Park Plaza. Pull. And this event is off the hook.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary event. You and your friends, you and whoever you decide to go with, walk around and sample specialty bourbons at free random. And you also sample smoky bacon-themed food all day and all night.
Hello.
So tickets are on sale now. All you have to do is go to baconevent.com. That is baconevent.com. Here's a 617 text that says, Greg, as we learned on your Instagram video, club soda just as refreshing as a Mick Ultra. Oh, yes, that's right. That's correct. That is the beer of choice of the Senator of the People. Elizabeth Warren.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
A beer. Beer. A beer.
A beer.
Hey, I heard that there is breaking news this morning when it comes to the three most comforting words ever. Unlimited nacho cheese.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Where and when?
Toronto.
Oh.
January 19th, in just 8 days, Taco Bell is going to be putting up a billboard that will dispense free, unlimited nacho cheese.
It doesn't seem safe because people are going to be stopping their cars yep. in the middle of the highway and running over to fill up some kind of a container with right. unlimited nacho cheese.
Right.
So what do? You just have to get yourself to the billboard.
Correct.
And then the billboard dispenses the unlimited nacho cheese.
Yeah, so you can,
I mean, is it truly unlimited? Can you get us? I mean, if you want to show up with a bucket or a trough, I mean, can you?
I don't know that they're going to stop you.
Okay.
I don't know how well that stuff keeps.
Yeah. Wow. Sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Only in Toronto?
Only in Toronto.
Road trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it.
Oh,
I think,
no.
Right?
Oh, yeah, kid.
That's the 19th? I got to get my passport in order.
Just,
oh, good luck with the government shutdown.
I know, right? Oh, they're doing this to mock us now.
All right. So, I mean, this could be a new thing if billboards were dispensing sauce.
Oh,
I think I honestly could change the world. I
and
could
traffic.
Change the world.
Yeah. Take a left over here. I have to stop at the barbecue billboard real quick. No, not that one. The honey barbecue. Oh. Northbound side.
All right. Nice.
All right. Well, if you want to get everybody together and grab all your Tupperware containers and make your way across the border, you could return with unlimited nacho cheese.
Please don't dump the gasoline out of your extra gas tank and then fill it with nacho cheese. That's just a bad
spicy.
Idea.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Here's somebody who says, I smell a lawsuit. No, you smell cheese sauce. You smell processed cheese sauce. That's what you smell.
Processed cheese food.
Here's a text that says, this sounds like a perfect spaz costume opportunity.
Oh no.
Yes, it does.
Spazzy dresses as a tortilla chip and then douses himself in cheese sauce.
Here's a 508 text that says, you probably know this, but it's not cost effective to drive up there and then start adding nachos and cheese and appetizers in all of your restaurants. Well, I'm not that cheap. I'm not that frugal. Maybe I would.
You're like right
maybe,
there.
Maybe it's possible.
Right,
all right
there.
Before we get to the really important news, it is 6:31, and we now have information about what the most popular condiment in every state is.
Yes.
And I'd like to go over the New England region quick because we have some listeners in other New England states and they may be interested. But if you could share with who did this information?
Influencer.com. They looked at about 50,000 reviews of different condiment type products. And within the results, I'll be curious to know your feedback on whether or not you consider a couple of these things condiments.
Right.
Because I don't know.
They were pushing it a little bit?
I think so.
Okay. But so, what is most popular here in Massachusetts?
Nutella.
Not really a condiment.
It's
That's a
spread.
It's a spread.
Yeah. Right.
That's not a condiment.
I equate that to like peanut butter.
It's not
really a condiment.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even realize that Nutella was that popular here with you massholes.
Oh.
All right, so Nutella, that's what they're calling number one here in Massachusetts. I call that false. I would think in Massachusetts it would be tartar sauce because of the fish sticks
and the
seafood. But all right, what about New Hampshire?
New Hampshire wishbone balsamic Italian dressing.
Oh, that's delicious.
Not a condiment.
That's a dressing, right.
It's a dressing.
Yeah, but it's not, and I can't imagine that many people like the balsamic that it's bumping out ketchup.
I guess people are putting that on dipping things in it or putting it on a condiment to me has to be put on some kind of a sandwich or we've discussed this before, unfortunately, on this show. Do you call a hot dog a sandwich or not?
Oh, don't start.
I don't want to start that all over again.
Right.
But,
right.
What about Maine, my adopted home continent?
Your adopted home continent of Maine, marshmallow fluff. Again, a sandwich spread.
Not a condiment.
No.
Yeah, that's.
All right. Rhode Island.
Bragg's organic apple cider vinegar with the mother.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. That's what people that's what people are doing during their cleanses.
Mm-hmm.
Fish and chips.
Did I tell you that did I mention on the show that Julia Hill had me on a yes. cleanse this month also?
What?
I didn't mention that.
Conveniently, no. We have yet to have one Hill Mail session.
No, you did mention that.
Did when?
Yeah, he was talking about, yeah. Maybe you're saying she's trying to get me to
no,
do
no, no.
the cleanse.
It's cranberry juice.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yes, that's
lemon
right.
juice
right.
and vinegar.
And I said, yes. add bourbon. That would be a great Manhattan.
And then immediately go directly to the men's room.
Yeah.
All right.
Everything right through your system.
I don't feel like that is. I don't feel like that's a condiment either. This is Connecticut.
Connecticut was Nutella as well.
What?
Just like Massachusetts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be healthy people who aren't eating mustard and mayonnaise and ketchup. And what about Vermont?
Skippy creamy peanut butter.
Yeah. Huh. Again.
Wow. Okay. That to me is not. It's not condiments.
That's a list
not,
fail.
Not condiments.
Hashtag list fail.
List is nonsense. It's nonsense.
List is questionable.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Coming up at 7:20, science has decided whether you should have sex on the first date or not.
Oh.
Very important information with the weekend looming.
Yes.
But right now, the news, and we'll start with the president.
Yes.
The president went down to the Rio Grande yesterday.
Yes. Is it the Rio Grande or the Rio Grande,
it depends,
Greg?
It depends on who you ask.
Right.
Depends on who you ask.
So the president was in McAllen, Texas, and he spoke about Mexico paying or not paying for the wall.
When during the campaign, I would say Mexico is going to pay for it. Obviously, I never said this and I never meant they're going to write out a check. I said they're going to pay for it.
All right. Well, good. He covered off what we discussed yesterday. Everybody was all over me yesterday about that, and he explained it. Are you happy with that explanation?
No.
No?
No. That's like, well, that's not what I meant. So you guys weren't listening to what I was saying here. So this is what's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know if I buy the whole argument. I think most people were under the impression that it might not necessarily be a physical check, but that Mexico would be held responsible for it.
Unfortunately, just like when we're trying to figure out what LB is talking about, we have audio from the president from a bit ago in which he says something that might be a little bit different.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Yeah. Mark my words.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's what he...
Marked.
Noted.
He meant pay with the trade deal.
No.
That's what he meant.
Actually, has that been passed by Congress yet? The trade deal?
I don't know.
I don't think it has.
I don't know. I'm not that into trade deals.
Oh, really?
Thanks for asking.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, sure.
But, did you, can I clarify something for a second? Are you going to be able to keep it together and do the pet fish story, or is that going to be a problem?
I might be a little annoyed.
I mean,
Mike Shue might have to keep his finger on the dump button.
All right. We're going to get to that coming up in just a moment. The horror of what happened to a college woman's pet fish. That is coming up. And then at 8, we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one right now on the Pats game on Sunday or on the president's visit to the Rio Grande or on any other topic. Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now. We will all laugh at your voicemail message coming up at 8. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will talk with Chris Hogan of the New England Patriots, and that is the Hillman Huddle. And this is not any kind of an attempt to even involve the Jinx in anything, but hopefully not the final Hillman Huddle of this NFL season.
My God, man. Learn how to choose your words.
It is Chris Hogan who is joining us this week for the Hillman Huddle. And we're 48 hours? No, more than that, right?
Yeah, a little more.
Somewhere a little bit more than that away from...
48 hours to start brining your wings.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you say if you could only have one tailgate item that it would be wings?
Absolutely.
What about the tiny little hot dogs for the tiny little, the cocktail wieners for tiny little hands that might be at your tailgate?
As Derek, the Steelers fan, would say, sir, please.
I wonder if we'll hear from Derek
today.
Oh,
you kidding me?
With a preview of the Pats and the Chargers. His team is not in the playoffs.
Oh, the Steelers aren't in the playoffs?
No, the Steelers are not.
Oh.
They're not currently.
What a surprise.
They're not currently. Let's see. A texter is pointing out that theoretically during the Garage Doors Plus live read, I pulled an LB and I said motories with battery backup.
Yes, he did.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not quite a... What's it called when he said brush it through?
Spoonerism.
A spoonerism.
I don't know. What were you trying to say?
Motors.
Oh,
with
okay.
battery backup.
Okay. So you just
and
kinda,
I said,
you doubled up on
I
one
said
thing.
Motories with, it should have been motories with batter backup would have been the, would have been the, yeah.
Now you're, is that a beer batter?
Right? Like, yeah. What are we battering?
Let's
here?
Do
right.
that.
Right, yeah. right.
Hey, babe, nice motories. Get it? Motor bottom.
Yes.
Shoe.
Yes.
Speaking of food, as we often are, coming up at 7:50, thanks to necessity being the mother of all invention, eating pizza will never be the same based on today's breaking invention news.
What?
All right. So that is coming up at 7:50. Now, there is a story in the news today that I think Danielle is going to have some trouble getting through, so I'm here to help. But there is an Ole Miss student who has been arrested for eating the pet fish of a woman that he knew without her permission.
No.
He did not have permission to eat this college woman's pet fish.
What is this, 1987?
And
we're doing the fish shots.
And he is now in trouble with the law.
Yes. Yeah. So Max Taffin is now 21, was 18 at the time of the incident, has been booked on one charge of cruelty to animals. One of his friends had dated this girl. Then they broke up. So he got this kid and another kid to go in and like mess with some of the stuff in her room. So he takes her betta fish out of the tank and swallows it. Then when she got back to her room, this kid reportedly reached out to her and said, check your fish tank. She realized that her betta was missing.
Oh,
and then
what a cruel thing to do to somebody.
Gets worse.
He sent her a picture of the fish after it had passed through.
Yes.
Which is just
seriously
adding insult to injury.
Yeah.
That's not nice. That's awful. That's
when he was questioned by LSU police, he reportedly said, "Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I ate her fish, but a lot of people use my phone, and it's not password protected."
Also, somebody else just happened to poop a fish,
right? And send a picture of it.
Right.
Makes complete sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Well, I mean, I know that it used to be a big thing to swallow goldfish if you were trying to get in a frat or something like that, but I don't think it's appropriate in this day and age.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Now, here's an interesting question from a texter from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Maine. 207 texter. This happened 3 years ago. What is the statute of limitations on fish swallowing?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I assume we're within the statute.
I guess so.
Given that they were able to prosecute him.
Yeah.
The campus police had issued him a summons for which he failed to appear, and then subsequently he was arrested because of that, which is why we're hearing about it in the news.
Oh, okay. On the Framingham Ford studio line this morning, this is Scott. Hello, Scott.
I'm here. I was waiting for the cue, bro.
Oh, I didn't know it was you, or I wouldn't have gone to you.
You hit the button by accident? Well, neither you got me. Come on, let's do it.
Try it.
All right, now, there is good news. I'll be in and out in 40. Why do I feel like I have to rush? Some other shows, like Severin, hit me up for 20 minutes. But
who?
You might have heard of him, Jay Severin, my mentor. So, for some reason, you rush me, but okay, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, good morning. Let's hit it. Here we go.
Good morning.
LB, stay strong, bro.
Beierstrom.
You fought your way to the top of the hockey world. You can fight your way through this, LB. We all love you. I mean that.
The top?
I mean that.
He's on a roll. Don't stop him. He's on a roll.
It's tough to keep your mouth shut as a liberal, shoe, I know. But
shut up, Scott.
Okay. No, I'm used to it. Believe me, I do this all the time on other stations. All right. So I just wanted to wish him the best.
Yes.
And I am very excited about the upcoming Millennial Olympics.
1 week from...
I'm very excited. Now, I have a question I want to pose to them.
Yes.
I have a question. Could you put this on the card for them?
Well, if you're giving away something that they're going to do, they're going to be able to research...
But just, so I can't... Well, I wanted to give a... I'll call back if you want. I wanted to give a question.
No. Okay. What is it?
I want to ask the Olympiads...
Yes.
Yes. Keep laughing. This is what we're dealing with. This
Just
is what
do it, Scott.
Going
You're making me
asshole.
Sick.
What is it?
Do you actually, Mr. J.S., whoever, Joe Schmo, do you actually think before you vote and have a political opinion, or are you just getting it stuffed down your throat by your liberal professors?
Well, that is
that
a
would
dumb,
be my
that,
Hold on, I'm not done.
No, I'm not. That's dumb. Why? I mean, you know what? First of all, I need to be... Here's a new rule. I need to be informed on the computer screen when it says Scott on line one, it needs to say Scott from Weymouth on line one.
Yes.
So that I don't randomly go to his call.
And the
Millennial Olympics, which is happening next Friday, we have one contestant, Natalie, who was on earlier and wants to be the official that other chick of this show, Natalie Barone, B-A. If you want to find her on Instagram, she is Natalie B-A-R-O-N-E on Instagram. And we have one contestant so far. We're going to get the rest of you over the show today or Monday. And it's not about some stupid nonsense, but political crap. It's about... Can you figure out how to work a can opener?
Right, right.
All right? That's how we got the idea. All right. Let me get Mark on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mike, first and foremost, thank you for the funny, funny voicemail that you left me after the story. Thank you. Very funny. Thank you for that. But first and foremost, Greg, with the guy that ate the fish, was he being coy?
That's good.
That's a good one, Bish.
That is good.
That's not good.
Bad. That's a good one.
Friday at 6:59, I will accept that.
Should I give him one?
I will not. Yes, go ahead. I will not accept that Friday at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
All right. We're moments away from...